Now we're going to talk about taking sick days at work. And Ja specifically wanted to talk about this today because he's got the head cold.
Yeah. And it's nothing serious. It's no big deal. You almost feel weird even complaining about it because compared to other stuff, it's really nothing. But it's still, it's just those days where you just feel like someone hit you with a 2x4.
It's a beating.
Yeah, you don't have energy, you're achy and all that stuff.
I'm right there with you today, Georgie.
You got the same yacht?
Yeah.
And for a lot of people, I think they pick up the phone, they call the office and say, you know, I'm not feeling well today, I'm not coming in. I just wonder how it is in other walks of life. Here at the Ticket, we just fight through it. And with a lot of people in radio and TV, they just fight through it. A, we, our jobs aren't that difficult, as many will tell you.
Aren't they?
Great point.
There's difficulty to them, but you can't explain it on the air.
It's a different kind of difficulty, and no one can identify with it. Okay.
Let's just go ahead and act like they're not hard jobs, and they're not. But it is interesting, though, where your contemporaries will look at you and wonder, if you're not there, well, how come he's not here? And then if you are here and you're sick and you get someone else sick,
then they're pissed at you.
You bastard, why'd you come up here and you were sick?
We get mixed messages up here.
All the time.
We get told by management, hey, if you're sick, I don't want you coming to work getting other people sick.
But they ain't.
And then if you miss, then unreliable employee.
Well, then there's the on-air nut kicking if you miss a day.
I think you've got to miss more than a day for management to think unreliable employee. Now, we've had some that have missed lots of days and earned that reputation. But miss a day?
But, I mean, think about it. You guys consider me a sickly employee, and I never miss a day of work.
You just made a bold claim that you were that we were more sick than you were, and said, no, we're going to keep track of this. And
that is true. You guys are more sick than I am.
Oh, my gosh. That's ridiculous. But it does make me think, as we start getting now over 45... Why are we still
Speak
afraid?
Speak for yourself.
Well, Junior and I are. Why are we afraid to call up and take the sick day?
Because
I'm getting old.
It seems like slacking.
See, I think it's different with us because when we take the sick day, it's not just our coworkers that know, it's the P1s that know. So you feel like you've got more eyes on your actions.
Yeah.
Now, I wonder if it's that way at every business, every office place, if you take the sick day. Does everybody feel bad about that because they think management's going to look down upon them? Or is it more commonly taken at just, you know, the insurance company or the car dealership or wherever?
I think more people, I don't know. I think a lot of people feel the same pressure we do, that you're just not allowed to take a day off.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like there's no way the office can function if I'm not there.
Well, I've never thought that.
Well, I'm saying other people feel that way about their jobs. They feel like, hey, how's the office going to survive without me? I got to go. Well,
yet, every employer gives you 5 sick days a year.
They know you're going to get sick.
Okay, if you take one, I don't think they think anything of it. But they give you 5 a year. If you took all 5, they'd think something of it.
But on average, isn't everyone sick 4 or 5 days a year? You've got a cold or you got something.
Yeah, but you fight through it. Well, think about the Ticket. I mean, how often do guys on the station now take sick days?
Never.
Hardly ever.
Never. You're seen as a big wimp if you take a sick day.
I've taken one in 17 years, and that's when I had vomiting. And I think that's really the only time. You don't want to vomit on somebody.
I've taken 1.5. I took one when I had some kind of fever, and then that one day I had laryngitis from allergies, and I left in the 9 o'clock hour.
That was very suspicious.
That was suspicious.
Very.
Extremely suspicious.
Okay. Do you guys buy into the, when you have something like this, that there is a remedy that is surefire? Because I've been told by several people that Zicam will shorten the length of your cold, make the symptoms a lot less. And I've been taking it since yesterday, and it's kind of funny. I've taken just the drops, you know. It's almost like a cough drop.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you take them every 3 hours. And when you take them, you do feel a lot better. Then after 3 hours, I need one. Where is it? I need another hit of Zicam. And it does make you feel better.
Placebo effect.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah.
Plus, I did some reading, and there's been a lot of complaints that people lose their sense of smell with them.
That's right.
Especially if you do the nasal thing.
Right.
I think the best thing for the cold, really for any head cold or even the flu, I'm assuming, is sleep and, you know, just healthy eating. or fluids, you know, especially in the case of the flu, since you're so overheated and you tend to get dehydrated and sometimes you can't keep solid food down. But sleep is probably the best thing you can do.
Which we never get on this shift.
Yeah, that's what the one thing we don't get. So to linger for 6 or 7 days. Alexis has been sick. Maybe I got it from her.
Who do you think you wish you got it from her? You wish. Some of those vulgar fantasies that you share with us.
Are you implying that you made out with her and caught it?
No, we worked together in the same room. Didn't say anything about making out.
Anyway, who do you think was the last ticket employee on air to take a sick day?
Norm. I think Norm was under the weather really bad last year.
Kit Kat on the horn there for now.
One of the bad radio guys.
I thought Dan did.
Took one recently. Yeah, it was either Dan or Bob. See, I think Dan.
AIDS or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had what? What'd you say?
Throat AIDS? Was I misinformed on that? I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Throat AIDS. What
no
is that?
I've never had that. Stop it's spotlighting it.
In this business, it's highly unusual for anybody to take more than a day every couple of years.
Yeah.
Now, you do have cases where people will take weeks.
Okay. Don't bring it up.
I'm just saying you
somehow
do.
Somehow we were involved cases, in that whole situation.
There are cases.
You do have cases like that, but it's very rare. All right, you want to take some calls on the sick day?
Yeah.
Let's go to Brett and Addison. You're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
What's up, boys?
Hey.
I am in a management role, believe it or not, and I can tell you that from that perspective, you eventually become immune to the fact that your employees are going to take their sick days. They're just going to take them and exhaust them by the time the year is up. But what I will say is that the invention of texting has really revolutionized the sick day because it's completely impersonal. You don't have to fake scratch voice. You don't have to fake cough. And you can just text your boss. You can just text your boss a sick day and no questions asked. And we're by policy not, you know, we're not supposed to, you know, intervene or
okay.
Or like
but
that.
as a manager, are you a little suspicious that you give 5-6 sick days and the guy just happens to take 5 sick days every year?
You give 5 to each employee a year in my company, and by the end of the year, all 5, no doubt, are exhausted, and they're usually rounded out at about December 15th or so.
All right, well, maybe I was wrong. I thought that most jobs, because of today's high-pressure economy, just like ours, no one takes their sick days.
Mm-hmm.
But he's saying that everyone kind of exhausts them by the end of the year.
Yeah, he's talking about the employee calling in and having the fake scratch voice. Now, while I've never done that as an adult in my radio career, as a kid in my school career, man, I was the master of that. Not wanting to go to school and waking up. And my mom was a nurse, so I had to give it the good sell.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, I could give it the good sell. And she probably knew and maybe let me stay home a lot of those times.
Yeah.
But you'd always, oh, I don't feel very good today. Well, you don't have a fever. I know, but I just feel real weird, like I'm getting one.
Man,
I
never got
weak.
Away with it. I
really?
No. I had to have a fever or be vomiting, or I had to go.
Just, boy, I got away with it.
Policy, not, you know, we're not supposed to, you know, intervene or...
Okay,
or
but as a manager, are you a little suspicious that you give 5-6 sick days and the guy just happens to take 5 sick days every year?
You give 5 to each employee a year in my company, and by the end of the year, all 5, no doubt, are exhausted, and they're usually rounded out at about December 15th or so.
All right, well, maybe I was wrong. I thought that most jobs, because of today's high-pressure economy, just like ours, no one takes their sick days.
Mm-hmm.
But he's saying that everyone kind of exhausts them by the end of the year.
Yeah, he's talking about the employee calling in and having the fake scratch voice. Now, while I've never done that as an adult in my radio career, as a kid in my school career, man, I was the master of that. Not wanting to go to school and waking up, and my mom was a nurse, so I had to give it the good sell.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But boy, I could give it the good sell. And she probably knew and maybe let me stay home a lot of those times.
Yeah.
But you'd always, oh, I don't feel very good today. I just got... Well, you don't have a fever. I know, but I just feel real weird, like I'm getting one.
Man,
I
never got
weak.
Away with it. I
really?
Got, no. I had to have a fever or be vomiting, or I had to go.
Just, boy, I got away with it.
Toughen up and kicked out the door.
Great. I would love to. Now, my senior year in high school, as everybody else is being called up on stage and their magna cum laude, summa cum laude, and whatever else it is, and honor society and all of this. The only thing they said about me was perfect attendance my senior year.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they said something.
So I did get it together by my senior year, but all through grade school, I was the master at taking the sick day.
You know, a lot of businesses are moving away from the sick day. It's a personal day, which I think is actually better. Because
we have both, right?
Well, there is no faking anything. It's just, hey, you have 5 personal days. If you want to use those for sickness, you can.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that we have both. Do we have both? I think we're just personal days.
We don't have personal days anymore.
Oh, we don't?
No, they did away with personal days. Okay. We have sick days and vacation days.
Okay. What about the dude or girl who goes from kindergarten to senior year in high school without missing a day?
I know.
Aren't you always suspicious? How could they possibly do that? It's the same thing. You just go.
Yeah. It seems like I knew somebody who did that. From kindergarten to high school.
In my graduating class, I did that. I couldn't believe it.
You know, I told you guys it's been a while since I've had a cold, and I'm a little worried about it. A, I think I'm jinxing myself, but B, I read an article many years ago, and it made some sense. And this doctor said that you need to get a cold once or twice a year to keep your immune system sharp. And that people that go a long time without getting a cold, when they do get one, it's a doozy.
Mm-hmm.
Because their system isn't used to fighting off the infection or the foreign bacteria or whatever it is.
Yeah, it makes some sense.
Here's a P1 that says, the average office worker fears taking any time off of work for fear the office will see that nothing really came crashing down while they were out, and we kind of managed just fine.
Yeah.
And he says that at his job, they have an attitude of, if you can go to the doctor and the pharmacy, you're well enough to come to work. So now they've got you catch 22 to where you can't even go to the doctor when you're sick.
But that doesn't address the spreading the germs problem.
No, of course not.
Yeah, and you're trying to come up with a solution for your sickness there, too. Chris in Dallas, you're on the ticket.
Musers.
Chris.
Yes.
Making a point about this spreading the germs and the fear that causes, I'm an attorney, and it has to be the absolute worst environment to get sick in. Basically, the unspoken rule is you don't take a day off ever. If you're vomiting, you leave, but you're back in the office as soon as that subsides. So, case in point, about 2 weeks ago, a colleague gets the stomach flu. I find out that he had been vomiting the night before, all night. Mm. And I avoided the bathroom for the entire day.
You just went in your pants?
Or a mason jar?
You went to another bathroom, is what he's saying.
Or a cotton candy tube?
No.
Y'all can draw your own conclusions on that one.
All right, I'll conclude you wore a diaper. All right, thanks.
What about, we've never had one of those places where you can roll anything over, have we?
No.
We've never, this company has never done the rollover vacation days, rollover sick days, rollover personal time off days.
You know what? Every one of my friends works at a business where they can roll over their vacation. Every one of them.
Why do they do this to us? Why is it when we were about to get that third week of vacation?
Fourth
week of vacation. Hey, if you work here for 15 years, you can get a fourth week of vacation. And then in year 14 and a half, they said, we're moving that to 25 years. And then now we're all coming up on 25 years, and it's going to be, you know what, really, that should be a perk reserved for our 50-year employees.
To Pete in Dallas, you're on the ticket.
All right, I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
So my girlfriend, her company, it's not PTO, mind you, like Gordo was describing. But
which is paid time off?
Right, personal time off, whatever. So you lump in sick and vacation all together. It's not one of those deals. But at the end of the year, she figures out how much sick time she has left, and she uses it vacation days. And I think that's a little dishonest.
Why?
Well, I mean, her argument is, well, you know, sick people get rewarded for having been, you know, sick by getting paid for not working. So she's at the end of the year, she says, well, I got a week of sick time left. I'm going to use it as vacation.
Oh, there's sick days, not PTO.
Exactly.
Okay, I got you.
I tried that. Doesn't work here.
And I don't think the people who got sick were being rewarded. If they were sick, they'd probably rather be healthy and at work than miserable and at home, right?
Right. Assuming they were sick.
Yeah. Now, she has a point if they were faking it.
Yes. Yeah, but there's a lot of people who do that. They, hey, look, I've got 5 sick days coming to me. Let's tack it on to this December vacation.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of sorry.
Is it?
Yes. I think if you tack it on to your vacation and you just mysteriously, hey, I'm going to take 5 personal days here.
Well, they're not personal days. They're sick days. They're sick and days. That's the distinction. If there are personal days, then you're more than allowed to do that, tack it on to your vacation.
Yeah, to say, I'm sick. And by the way, then my vacation starts the next week, so you won't see me for 3 weeks.
All right, so to wrap this up, who do the Vegas odds makers have among the three of us as the next one to take a sick day? After we've had this segment, now there's a lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah.
See, I'm thinking about changing my policy and actually start taking sick days. If I feel just I can't get out of bed sick, then just not going.
See, but we have the added pressure. You know, our added pressure is each and every day we get a report card.
Yeah.
In radio, you're never out of ratings. I mean, you're going the whole way. So, I mean, your teammates
are
counting on you.
I'm giving you permission, though. If you feel
can't
really
take a
bad,
game off.
Don't come in. You too, Junior. If you don't feel good, don't come in.
But I can't tell you how many times
really
I felt like hell and didn't feel like coming into work. And all I could think about were you two guys. And that's just,
I know,
it's unfair, short notice, just all of a sudden your two coworkers, your buddies have to scramble and cover things and do things differently.
You're
than
breaking
normally.
My heart.
What did that mean?
Yeah.
Well, you're just so magnanimous about that. I like that.
Well, no. I mean, I think that you do should feel some responsibility to your coworkers.
Fernando doesn't, but
not at all.
I think we do.
None.
Jeez.
All right, that's sick day talk. It's 8:36 on Sports Radio 1310.